That was the Strokes, listener-supported KX93.5. I am Mookie, your afternoon personality and music director of this radio station. Guests are always fun in the studio, and musicians are always welcome. You guys are very cool. Could you introduce yourselves to the people out there in radio land for the people who are unfamiliar with yourselves?
Yes. Hi, I'm Lo Clinton. I am a local of Laguna Beach, / musician, songwriter, general procrastinator.
Right on. And yourself, my friend?
And I'm Tristan McVeigh. I'm a guitarist and recording engineer from USC.
Cool. Lauren and I got acquainted not too long ago. As soon as the station launched, she came rolling in and said, what a cool concept this is, a radio station unique for Laguna Beach. So far, so good, right?
So far, so great. I listen to it all the time. Like, this is not a plug. They're not paying me to say this. I really like this station.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Have you been familiar with the station thus far, walking into this thing? It was the first time you're hearing what we're doing.
Yeah, first time, but I absolutely love it. It seems like a really chill place.
Right on. I thought it would be a cool opportunity, kind of a unique concept having you two in, because you guys are just getting started as far as your music careers. You guys are people who are very young, but are students of music, quite literally. Don't you go to USC right now? Are you studying music?
Yeah, I'm studying music industry, which is... Yeah, studying music.
So music industry. So that's all aspects from what?
Yeah,
licensing
from,
to
exactly.
All. That's very cool.
To all the technology and recording.
And so. Lauren, both of you studied in London somewhere, right?
Yeah. I was at the Institute of Contemporary Music Performance. Say that 5 times fast.
Cool.
That was in London. And towards the end of my year, we hosted a select few kids from USC that they believed were musically inclined or talented, and so we were there and we mentored them in songwriting and live performance and working with the band. And that's how I met Tristan. We were part of the same band in that program.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So I imagine you learned about a lot about the music industry in London at that particular school.
Oh yeah.
How long of a tenure was that, or whatever, a couple years?
I did 1 year, because unfortunately I couldn't get a visa long enough to last the 3 years, which would take to get the degree, which, by the way, in England, you can get a degree in 3 years rather
really?
Than
just
here
across
in
the board, that's how it is?
Yep.
No
that's
kidding.
How, yeah, 3 years in all universities.
Whether it's music or not?
Music or not. I wasn't even there at a university.
What's
so.
One thing that you guys actually took away from London that you brought back to the United States? Did you implement something in your songwriting? Or did, you
the
know...
Lingo.
The way they
the
actually
English
speak.
Jargon.
And kind of just working cooperatively with people. Just,
yeah.
It was really interesting writing songs together. I'm always used to just writing them on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's that dual songwriting thing. I mean, I was fortunate enough to start learning it a little before Tristan came, but yeah, he caught on quick, and we ended up writing some stuff together, and that's kind of what we're doing now.
Right, so you guys are actually going to rip into a few songs for us, like live on the air, which is so super cool. We appreciate that.
Of course.
And nice to meet you, brother, and we'll talk about your background a little bit, too. You're doing the engineering thing, huh?
For sure.
All right, well, what song did you guys want to perform next, and is there a story behind it? And how did this come to fruition? And tell me more things. Tell the audience more things. KX93.5.
Okay, well, this one, I've actually been having trouble naming. but right now I'm just calling it track 4, because why not, right?
There you
it
go.
It could be the fourth track on an EP.
Let's remind people, again, you guys are so brand new, super new, there's probably not an album people could get quite yet, right?
Not quite yet.
Unfortunately not, but what we're doing is I ended up quitting my job. My financial stability is gone, so that way I could do this music thing.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a crappy part-time job, and I'm gonna be working with Tristan, and we're doing the band thing, but yeah.
Very cool. So you guys are in it. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love your passion, you guys.
Absolutely.
You don't have to be broke, though, to be a musician. There's no artistic integrity involved with, like, being broke. Like, you could still, like...
Oh, I think it fuels it.
Make some money.
Yeah,
it fuels
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe some better songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see that. All right, so at your leisure, mm-hmm. Thanks again for joining us. And,
thanks for having us.
No problem. KX93.5.
Staring out a foggy window. know how much longer can this go on. We're staring out a foggy window as the last of the steam drips from the seams. Now the rain looks like snow. It's cold wherever I go. Yeah, now the rain looks like snow. And it's cold wherever I go. This won't evolve, this won't move on. Chained to a time capsule, pain to black. We are prisoners of the other one. Chained to a time capsule, pain to black. I don't want this anymore. The touch don't even feel like it did before. No, I don't want this anymore. We've beaten this sword. And now the rain looks like snow. It's cold wherever I go. Now the rain looks like snow. It's cold wherever I go. This won't evolve, this won't move on. Chained to a time capsule, pain to black. We are prisoners of the other one. Chained to a time capsule, pain to black.
Wow, that was live in studio, you guys. Member supported KX93.5. What was that song called again?
Track 4 for now.
Track 4. It's called Track 4, and that is yet to be released, but I imagine you guys are going to get into a recording studio now.
Well,
yeah, I actually have my own home studio just for some of the demo tracking, and then I have a lot of good friends at USC who work as professional engineers, and
cool.
We'll be able to get in there.
Again, you're studying at USC, and you're doing mainly the engineering thing?
Yeah, I'm studying mainly the engineering side, taking a few songwriting classes here and there, but yeah.
That was a great song. Lauren, your voice is amazing.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers. There's that London speak again.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was very cool.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're very welcome. We'd like to facilitate this somehow, whether it's
good.
A Kickstarter campaign or something
awesome.
Like that. I'm sure you have a lot of friends who are doing such things, like the Kickstarter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when we get it recorded, we'll throw it at you. I literally mean I'm going to throw it at you.
Right. Because you literally live right down the street.
Right, next door.
Where could people find you or tweet at you both? You do have a presence on the internet, both of you, right?
Well, all you have to do for me is type in Google Lo Clinton, Clinton as in Bill Clinton. Yes, there's a relation. He's my uncle. I'm Monica
That's
Lewinsky's
not true
child. Just
at
kidding, he's
all.
Not my uncle. No, he's not. No, there's no relation at all. But yeah, Lo Clinton, just Google that.
I don't currently have an artist page or anything, so Google her. And
Google me.
You will eventually find me.
Right on. You gotta have a presence on the interwebs these days. right?
Absolutely.
So I have a question for you. You're studying at USC. Like, what are the, some of the classes that they offer as far as like the music business and stuff?
It ranges from, you know, just publishing, distribution of music. Then we have the more complicated stuff like audio signal processing and equipment, which is kind of, you know, getting in depth with microphones, compressors, all that.
Yeah, I find that stuff boring. I don't know, for some reason.
I know, me too.
Right. Well, you're an engineer type. You want to be hands-on and know how each freaking microphone works. I want to be
the math of music.
Yeah, I want to deal with the artist and schedule music and discover new bands and stuff like that. So I rely heavily here on our engineers who know more about the technology than I sure do. Right?
Yeah. Right.
So do you have another track to play, and is it like called track 7 or something?
Yeah, no,
does this actually have a name, you guys?
Yeah, track 10.
Good, this is progress.
It's got two names.
This is a song I actually wrote before I went to London. It was originally called I'm Sorry, just because we say that a lot in the lyrics, but I changed it to Don't Go to a Bar on a Sunday.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. What would you do on a Sunday besides go to a bar?
Church.
Okay.
Of course.
Naturally.
Yeah, sure.
Temple.
Church,
no, that's Friday, isn't it?
That's the Sabbath for us Jews. Yes. I guess it would be like a Saturday type
of
thing.
Is it Saturday? See,
yeah,
I thought it was Friday.
Sundown on Friday to sundown on Saturday.
Okay.
By the way, happy Hanukkah, you guys.
Is it Hanukkah now?
It is Hanukkah now.
Oh.
I understand they do a weird surfboard lighting ceremony or something. At Main Beach in Laguna Beach, they did it over the weekend. Did you hear anything about that?
You know, I was driving and it kept saying, watch out for event parking and yada yada. And that I paid attention to because I got to drive that canyon all the time.
Well, hey, I was out there, all my homies at the Chabad house down the street. If you get that reference, nobody does. It's okay. All right, I'm Mookie.
I'll give you a pity laugh.
We are listener-supported KX93.5 in studio. Up-and-coming talent. They are students of music. And another song you wanted to rip into at your leisure, you guys. The studio is yours.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I gotta stop that.
Well, I'm sorry you met me at such a difficult time in my life. It was just so hard to see me in your imminent dreams. And well, I guess I should have told you my original intentions, as if I could have known what they were. They seem to change oh so often when my heart feels like softening. And just when I think that I know who I am, learning so well when I'm downhill, I just need to hit the brakes. But I can't seem to ever be happy. I can't seem to ever be happy as long as I'm here.
Well, I'm sorry I met you and even learned to hold you in just one short week. You saw through me and made me want to understand you, and I swear I really meant to make you mine. I just ran out of time and the patience for you to make sense of my ways. I left you on 7 and went about my day, and as you walked from the car to the door, I reminded myself that I can't seem to ever
be happy. I can't seem to ever be happy as long as I'm here. So tell me what's left of me now. You're not around, New York so far away. Tell me, just tell me how it all went to hell. It all went to hell. I can't seem to ever be happy. I can't seem to ever be happy as long as I'm here.
Rad. I'm going to clap. I'm the only one in the studio right now. That was brilliantly done on the fly on the radio, you guys. Low Clinton and friends. I'm sorry, I spaced so much. Your name again?
Tristan.
Dude,
Tristan.
That's what I thought. I was going to say Tristan, but I didn't want to mess it up, and
Tristan
I apologize.
McVeigh.
Again, I'm just a lowly DJ on a small indie radio station, so you can't blame me for that. What was that song called again, you guys?
It's called Don't Go to a Bar on a Sunday.
I love the name. Very emo type of name, in the same vein of like a lot of those Panic at the Disco type of songs.
Yeah,
you know, like it's a sentence
exactly.
long, right?
Well, the funny thing about that song is actually when we do it live, when we do it with a band, it's he screams in the middle eight, like, you know, the screamo, like, hardcore thing. So I told him not to do that.
Not to scream in our studio. I know. Yep. I guess we could accommodate more of a setup here, but when artists come through, we encourage like a more of a stripped down acoustic thing, because it is very, very easy. By the way, thank you so much for making do with just our two mics in the studio.
Of course.
I think it sounds all right. We figured
one
it out.
Would, yeah, one would never know it. They'd think we're really top notch.
Well, now they
here.
Know.
Now they
Gosh,
know.
Gosh, Mookie.
Right? Again, thanks for being here. What type of music are you guys listening to these days? You said you dig on the punk rock stuff.
Yeah.
And that ranges from what? All the punk rock, quote-unquote, eras?
I mean, more new stuff. I haven't really dug back into the old 80s hardcore.
So what's new stuff for the uninitiated? What new, quote-unquote, new punk rock could you turn people on to today?
Well, I'm still stuck on Taking Back Sunday and Brand New
okay.
for a while. Yeah.
Sure.
And then, I don't know, all the way up to some heavy metal stuff like The Devil Wears Prada.
Right. What about you, Lauren? Any artists you could turn us on to? Or
yes.
Who's been inspiring you as of late?
Let me tell you, okay?
Please.
So I was in London, and this was right before I went to London. I was introduced to, obviously everyone knows Jack White and, you know, the White Stripes, yada yada, raconteurs. However, I was shown The Dead Weather.
The Dead Weather.
And I was introduced to Alison Mosshart, and then Alison Mosshart.
Sure, Jack White was in The Dead Weather.
Jack White's in The Dead Weather.
Another project. He played drums, right?
No? You know, actually, he did, yes.
Didn't he?
Yes, he did actually a lot of stuff, but he definitely did drums.
Right, so that was like a short-lived Jack White project. But
the two albums.
The front woman, her name again?
Alison Mosshart.
What happened with her?
She's also in a band called The Kills with a man named Jamie Hintz, who is married to Kate Moss. I know it. All about this. I saw them actually at Academy Brixton in London. Amazing show. I mean, this woman, no fear. She's just on the stage and we're not there.
No kidding.
Yeah.
The Dead Weather girl. Brixton Academy, is that a thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
that's
the
venue,
O2 Academy,
right?
Brixton. Yeah, yeah.
That's
cool. It's in Brixton.
And you saw a bunch of shows out there? What was a cool venue out in London that you guys saw a show at?
Oh, did we? Well,
I can't remember. Well, where's that one you played at?
We played at the Garage. Oh, it's not Garage in English
garage.
Accent. It's Garage.
Garage.
We played, yeah, in Islington, which is East London. And then where else did we play?
So that's a cool
Dublin
joint?
Dublin Castle in Camden we played at.
Camden is the rock and roll center, the rock and roll hub of London.
Yeah.
Amy Winehouse.
Of a Faith No More DVD from like 1996 or something when they totally rocked out at Brixton Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's cool. It's one of my favorite rock and roll DVDs.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys have a favorite rock and roll documentary or anything since we're on the subject?
For me, it's American Hardcore.
What's that?
Great documentary. It's about just the birth of punk hardcore in the 80s.
Right on. So it touches on artists like what? Black Flag?
Minor Threat. Black Flag. I'm blanking right now. Yeah.
Did you ever see the Did you ever see the Social Distortion documentary?
Another State of Mind.
Yes,
that was fun. It's Mike Ness, like when he's 18, pre-tattoos.
Yeah.
He's just a snot-nosed
kid. Yeah, little slinky. I don't know, what'd you call him? Like a little stick guy. He's a little stick back
I know.
In the day.
And now you look at Mike Ness, and God bless him, he's still rocking out, and his skin's all leathery. And tattoos all over.
He
doesn't care. How about this? We're going to play a couple songs, rip into a couple songs here off our normal KX93.5 extended indie playlist. Then we'll wrap out about the music industry, and you guys have another song to play, right?
Yep.
All right.
Yes.
Always love guests in studio, but let's rip into this right now. I know you guys have heard of him. If you haven't, you should probably Google this guy. His name's Brett Denon.
Oh.
The song's called Comeback Hit.
Here we go.
KX93.5. This one's so good.
Dude.
It's a a new song by Bloc Party. The new record's available right now, which is called Four. I love they have the little interludes at the end of songs now. Again, Bloc Party. The song was called Real Talk. That's not an official single, but that's what we do here on the radio station. We're a nonprofit, kind of an indie station. We cherry pick exactly what songs off the new Bloc Party record we want to play. Not to mention Kelly from the band. He came through on Saturday, and we already have the podcast up and running on KX935.com. Kelly from Bloc Party came in here, you guys. It was retarded. You guys,
I know. I wish I could have been here.
Yeah, you didn't listen at all, did you?
I was at work. I mean, what do you want me to do? People are buying cars. I got to sell them.
Right on. This is Lo Clinton, everybody. And Tristan's in studio as well. They just ripped into a couple songs before we, you know, just played that Bloc Party stuff. Thanks again for being here.
Of course.
Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. There was a third song you wanted to play. Now, this time, you both have guitars in your hands.
Yes.
And what is this song? How did this come about? Do tell a story.
Oh, well, this one's called Liquid Words. And it's sort of about when you meet someone and everything they say just kind of pours out of their mouth, you know? And it's, you can like envelop yourself in it. You can drown in their words, if you know what I mean. Because it just, it all sounds really great and it just drips over you.
When did this, when did you write this?
A month or two ago.
Oh, cool.
So it was a recent person I met.
Cool. Well, I can't wait to hear it. And so I guess you guys could play it whenever you'd like, unless you had something to add about this.
No.
No, you good?
Nope.
You good, Tristan?
I'm good.
Sometimes you are just the silent guitar playing type, and we all appreciate that. All right, KX935, your band has no name, but it is Lo Clinton and Tristan in studio at your leisure, KX935.
Your game, like you stole my love, your rain, and you've got me drenched in your liquid words. You're hiding someone else's skin, but that's not letting someone in, and I can hear all your secrets in your liquid words. I like them scarred, I like them bruised. Those are who become my muse, and you, you lit that fuse. I need your mouth, I need your mind. I only want a few of the kind, and you, you lit that fuse. I want you bad, I couldn't tell you why, and it's driving me mad, and all you really have are your liquid words. I hate your past, I tried to ignore, but it's creeping up fast, and you think you can smother it with your liquid words. I like them scarred, I like them bruised, and those are who become my muse, and you, you lit that fuse. I need your mouth, I need your mind. I only want a few of the kind, and you, you lit that fuse. I like them scarred, and I like them bruised. I need your mouth, I need you're mine. And those are the ones who become my muse. Oh, I only want a few.
And those are the ones who become my muse. Oh, oh, and I only want a few of the kind. I like them scarred, I like them bruised, and those are who become my muse. And you, you lit that fuse. I need your mouth, I need your mind, I only want a few of the kind. And you, you lit that fuse. I like your game, I like your storm, I love your rain.
Rad. KX93.5, we are a member-supported radio station right here in Laguna Beach. Really going on our second month of broadcast with guests in studio, Lo Clinton. And, dude, what you guys are talking to each other.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
No, I so commend him. He came down my house about noon.
No, yeah, Tristan, again, in studio playing guitar. No, that sounded great, and no one would know otherwise. I guess you guys made eye contact and something happened in that song. No, that was really great.
Props
it was
to him, though. He learned two songs in, like, a few hours, so
yes.
Good for him.
Thanks for coming in again, Tristan, and, again, Lo Clinton. I guess if you Google your name, something will show up, right?
Yeah, just don't. Just Google Lo Clinton.
There you go. That song was called Liquid Words, and Liquid Words, right? And it was done very well. Is there anything you guys wanted to touch on specifically before we kind of, I don't know, wrap it up here? Again, you guys are two students mm-hmm. of music, studied in London. Currently, you're studying at USC, and man, we project big things from you guys in the future. At the very least, we know that you're all about the music and the expression. And the art, and you guys are going to be grinding it out for years to come, probably
grinding
making waves in the music industry. All of us in this room will be moguls in several years from now. People
Absolutely.
Will be coming to us for advice and stuff like that. But again, thanks so much. Anything else to pimp? No shows coming up, right?
Next semester, I think we're going to, next semester, in the spring, we're
going to
try to have some shows.
Yeah. Tristan is head of a music business sort of organization at USC.
Yeah.
And so he's going to put on some shows, some events, and you know, we're going to rock that out.
Well, dude, if there's anything you want to promote or again any new music to put out there, our microphones are for you. We're not doing the Clear Channel thing, you know what I mean? So
oh, good for you.
Like I said before, we're member supported. We're not a slave to the ratings. I could stop down the radio station at 4:45 on Monday afternoon and have artists in studio, whereas we couldn't really do that at a commercial radio station. So thank you for what you do, you guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks
really
for having
appreciate
us.
It.
Yeah, no problem. And tell your friends about the radio station. And
hey, friends.
Yeah.
There's a radio station. I think that's suffice.
And we pretty much rock. All right, you guys, feel free to hang out the rest of the evening or whatever. I'm on till 7 p.m. So, again, people in the studio are always fun. All right, coming back with Robert Smith and The Cure, we're going to play a brand new song from a three-piece out of L.A. Totally rocking. They're called Beware of Darkness. Also, the very latest from a band called Kitten. We'll hear from Nick Hernandez of Common Sense and so much more, you guys. Member supported KX93.5 right here in Laguna Beach.
Alternative rock doesn't define generations.